It's The Current's Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today is Monday, March 18th. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade, and we're going to be honoring a surf rock legend later on.
And we're going to be talking about a little oops with respect to some information that MySpace has lost, including maybe a few million of your favorite songs.
What? I haven't thought about MySpace in forever. All right.
Well, here are a few more of today's headlines. On Sunday night, Shawn Mendes won a commanding 5 awards at the Junos, Canada's premier music awards. His self-titled release won Album of the Year. His song In My Blood won Single of the Year. And he also picked up, to complete the handful, Artist of the Year, Songwriter of the Year, and Pop Album of the Year. But he wasn't the people's choice. There is a fan choice award, and that went to the Canadian who's near and dear to the hearts of so many around the world, Avril Lavigne.
Wow. You know, I was reading up about the Junos because there was actually a bit of controversy that was, because it's Canadian, a nice thing. The Arkells, when they won their award, they actually turned their time over to the artist who had won Best Traditional Album because his time got cut off. And he was having this really beautiful speech about the traditional music that he made, which was in a language that is, I think there's just a handful of people left in Canada that still speak this native language. And so they brought him back on stage to finish his thank yous.
Jeremy Dutcher winning one of those Junos for Indigenous Album of the Year. It was a big moment for him. But what ended up happening was that the music started to play and he did get cut off because each speech has a specific amount of time. And so what we did see was when the Arkells won for Best Rock Album, they took a moment to share the stage with Jeremy Dutcher.
There's been so much wisdom shared on the stage tonight, but our friend Jeremy didn't get a chance to finish, so he's going to finish the night as he should. Jeremy, come on, let's go. Don't start the music. He's going to go as long as he wants, okay?
Thank you. As I was saying, reconciliation, it's a lofty goal. It's a dream. And it doesn't happen in a year. It takes time. It takes stories. It takes shared experience. It takes music.
That was Jeremy Dutcher speaking at the 2019 Juno Awards. Audio courtesy CBC News. Neil Finn says he's leaving social media in the wake of last week's hate-fueled massacre in Christchurch, New Zealand. The New Zealand singer-songwriter is best known as a member of Crowded House and recently Fleetwood Mac. On Twitter, Finn wrote, quote, "Out of respect for the grieving families of Christchurch and in consideration of their vast public tragedy, I will no longer take part in social media. These platforms have enabled the spread of hateful ideology, and I will not participate anymore." Singing star Sam Smith says, quote, "I am not male or female. I think I float somewhere in between." He opened up about his gender identification during an interview for a brand new Instagram show called I Weigh, as in W-E-I-G-H, Interviews. Sam Smith added, quote, "Non-binary / genderqueer is that you do not identify in a gender. You are a mixture of all different things. You are your own special creation." Some non-binary people prefer gender-neutral pronouns. Sam Smith says he'll continue to use male pronouns for now. His latest release is a Cheat Codes remix of his Normani collaboration, Dancing with a Stranger.
Over the weekend, surf rock legend Dick Dale died at the age of 81. His unique picking style, fast and furious, mixed with the influences of his Middle Eastern heritage, helped him create a surf rock sound, launching the early 1960s trend. With the instrumental Miserlou, Dale transformed the traditional Greek folk song into this sped-up, one-string performance, which would become a hit when he performed it on The Ed Sullivan Show in 1962. Later on, Quentin Tarantino would use that as the opening music for Pulp Fiction. Jack White shared a tribute earlier today saying, "It is saddening to hear of the passing of the incredible guitar player Dick Dale. I spent many moments learning his massive reverb guitar licks in my bedroom and still enjoy playing his song Nitro whenever I can. Sadly, I never got to meet him, a unique innovator of the guitar with pick-melting style and swagger for miles. I can remember traveling up to Pontiac from Detroit by myself to watch him play when I was 16. That upside-down, gold-sparkle Fender of his needs to be hung up someplace special. Dick Dale, king of the surf guitar." Dale was still touring in 2015 when he was interviewed by Billboard magazine, who he told he would rather stay home with his wife, but that he couldn't afford to do so. He continued, "But I also got to realize I've been kept alive for a reason. People are not only coming to concerts, they're coming to a way of life where we are willing to share what our lives are all about."
I remember seeing Pulp Fiction in the theater when it first came out. And the sound of that guitar, when the opening credits rolled and the words Pulp Fiction come pouring up the screen, it was such an overwhelming sound. I'd never heard anything like it. I don't know if I'd even heard that song before, but even if I had, I didn't feel like I'd ever really heard it before. It felt as new and fresh as anything else you could have heard that year.
Yeah, Quentin Tarantino in an interview said that sound, it's such an immense sound, it's so impressive that the rest of the movie kind of had to live up to that opening.
The other thing I love about Dick Dale is that unlike a lot of other surf guitar players, he actually surfed. He said he was trying to capture that overwhelming sound that you feel when you catch a wave, when he perfected his guitar technique. And there are photos of Dick Dale playing guitar while surfing. The social network MySpace has fessed up to losing some of its users' data. Let me be a little bit more specific. MySpace accidentally lost 50 million songs uploaded between 2003 and 2015.
What do you mean by lost?
Lost as in they were apparently sometime last year or right around then moving data from one server to another, like you do, but somehow there was a corruption, things went wrong, and people on Reddit last year noticed the MySpace music player had gone away. Now, it's kind of telling regarding how relevant MySpace is in 2019.
I just love that there's still people who are daily checking MySpace to the point where they're like, hey, where'd it go?
Yeah, so they noticed the music player had disappeared. And so one of them emailed MySpace and was like, so what's the deal with this? And MySpace wrote back saying, yeah, we lost some data. It was corrupted. It was a server thing. Sorry. And it took a few months for this to really kind of like cycle up in the news. And now MySpace has confirmed with a public statement that, yes, they did lose these data. So hope you had a backup.
Although if you were really counting on MySpace to be your secure storage point for songs that you have, maybe it's been a while since you looked at those songs.
This is true. It did make a lot of people think, though, about the fact that you assume that when your data are in the cloud, right? Like you've got a Google Doc saved or you uploaded a song to SoundCloud. You're thinking, oh, these are giant companies. They're not just going to lose my information, are they? Well, maybe not immediately, but it could happen. You know, keep a backup no matter what happens. But it also made a lot of fans nostalgic for the days when MySpace was a major site for music discovery, which really wasn't that period, because users were encouraged to soundtrack their profiles. You pick your song to go on your profile.
Thank you, Damien Rice.
Yes. I remember discovering artists like Imogen Heap.
Mm-hmm.
Magic Bullets. I went to see them at South By years later because I remembered them from MySpace. And Lily Allen, her song Alfie. I just heard that. I was like, what is this magical music? This is the most amazing person ever. I'm going to be your fan forever. And well, I am.
Well, and that's sort of how she got her start. She was like the MySpace celebrity.
Yeah. So before there were platforms like SoundCloud and YouTube for songs to go viral, even among unsigned artists. MySpace really did fulfill that role. So let's honor the MySpace era, late great, by hearing a little bit of Alfie, which is also timely because Game of Thrones
Reek.
Is coming back. And Lily Allen's brother Alfie has a role in that show. So as we mentioned last week on the podcast, Red Hot Chili Peppers booked that rare gig this past weekend at the Great Pyramids of Giza in Egypt, and they live-streamed the whole show. Now, did they pick the most obvious cover? Well, they could have played Frank Ocean's Pyramids, but I don't know if I could really hear that coming out of Anthony Kiedis' mouth.
No.
So instead, they covered Radiohead's Pyramid song from 2001's Amnesiac. Which makes me think, so now what Red Hot Chili Peppers song should Radiohead cover? Suck My Kiss? Give It Away?
Give it away. I would like to see Thom Yorke. I mean, he does like repetitive lyrics. So, I mean, Give It Away, Give It Away, Give It Away, done in Thom Yorke's voice. I think I could hear that.
And that's today's music news. You can see that clip and read more about all these stories over at thecurrent.org. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade.
Our producer is Luke Taylor. You can get music news in your inbox as well as in your podcast platform. Go to thecurrent.org/musicnews to subscribe to our email newsletter. We'll be back tomorrow with more music news headlines.